The mortgage rate for the 30-year fixed bumped up this week. We'll tell you about that. Tesla stock has fallen by 70% this year in what's been a wild ride for the auto company. It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the 29th day of December. Thanks for being with us, everybody. In other news, Starbucks Rewards members will pay more for some free perks, and it's not just a little bit more. Word is out, will AMC theaters all close in 2023? Yet another price increase over at USPS. We've got the Wall Street Report, and the future of your job is on the line, and management thinks this new measure in New York City is awful. Staying true to what is known as management is always right. Ready? Let's go.
Insight on Business News Hour and Headlines is brought to you by the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members worldwide. Find them at ntpda.com. Taro International is a professional training center dedicated to helping individuals and businesses succeed. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. T-E-R-O.com. The business news is also brought to you by AARP. Learn more at aarp.org. Also, Focus and Find, a socially responsible recruiting company dedicated to making a difference. Focusandfind.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Want to find us on Twitter? You can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Well, the rates for the 30-year fixed mortgage rose this week after falling for 6 weeks in a row. The rate, according to Freddie Mac, averaged 6.42% in the week ending December 29. That's up from 6.27% the week before and capped a roller coaster year for homebuyers that saw mortgage rates more than double in less than 12 months. 1 year ago, the 30-year fixed rate was 3.11%, and few predicted that rates of 6% would come as a relief, having fallen from over 7% earlier in the year. Home shoppers have watched their buying power evaporate, with higher rates adding hundreds of dollars onto what they would pay each month. Tesla's stock is finishing out its tumultuous year with yet more turbulence. It's up almost 6% on Thursday, but still down more than 10% since last week. And a new cut to its price target from Morgan Stanley isn't helping. Year to date, the stock is down about 70%. Morgan Stanley analysts on Thursday said the company's sliding stock price represents a buying opportunity, but they cut its price target from $330 per share to $225. Starbucks is making changes to its rewards program, requiring members to spend more to earn some popular freebies. CNN is reporting that starting February 13, members will need 100 stars, that's Starbucks' term for points, to get one cup of hot or iced coffee or tea, a baked good, a package or snack to go, all kinds of things. Members will need 200 stars to get a latte or frappuccino or a hot breakfast item, and 300 for a salad, lunch sandwich, protein box, or packaged coffee like a bag of beans. Currently, members need only 50 stars to get a hot tea, coffee, or bakery item, 150 for a latte, hot breakfast item, or parfait, and 200 for a salad, lunch, sandwich, or protein box. Starbucks said it alerted reward members in the U.S. and Canada to the changes on Wednesday via email and through the Starbucks app. The new tiers are outlined on the Starbucks Rewards Terms of Use site. Well, the word is out, and the word is, will AMC theaters close in 2023? Tell Me Best is reporting that AMC Entertainment stocks hit a new low this week due to concerns that their theaters will close their doors for good. AMC's stocks have fallen more than 85% this year due to their debt piling up. But their CEO and senior management team have drawn up plans to turn this sinking ship around, including plans to raise more capital, investment options, and AMC theater upgrades. But the question is, will it be enough? The company is rumored to be in debt over $5 billion, They recently struck a deal with Altera Capital to raise much-needed capital to reduce its overall debt. Altera Capital has bought AMC's APE units for 66 cents each, which will raise over $110 million for the company. Will they close? Stay tuned. Hey, yet another price increase for first-class stamps from your friendly United States Post Office. The increase in prices are expected to take effect on January 22. Prices for standard one-ounce letters will increase from 60 cents to 63 cents. Domestic postcards will increase from 44 cents to 48 cents. And international postcards and letters will both increase by 5 cents to $1.45. USPS has lost $87 billion over the past 14 fiscal years, including over $18 billion since the beginning of the pandemic. The Postal Service did receive $10 billion in COVID relief funds from the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economy Security Act, but according to the GAO, the USPS business model is unsustainable, and all retiree health benefits would have to be depleted by 2030, if a major restructuring doesn't take place. Light trading on Wall Street today as the holiday approaches. The Dow gained 345 points to close at 33,220, while the NASDAQ gained 264 points to end the trade at 10,478, and the S&P 500 picked up 66 points to finish the session at 3849. West Texas Intermediate crude was static and closed at $78.40 a barrel. And finally, there is this, and this has to do with the future of your job. The majority of employees in the United States work at will, meaning they can be fired for just about anything. But a New York City lawmaker wants that to change. City Council member Tiffany Cabin has introduced a bill that would legally protect employees from unjust terminations. If the Secure Jobs Act were to pass, bosses would have to demonstrate misconduct, unsatisfactory performance, or a genuine economic need before firing or laying off an employee. This follows a similar bill which took effect in 2021 that protects fast food workers. And as you can expect, employers don't much like this change and say it will backfire. Exactly what you thought they would say. Well, that is a wrap for the business news headlines for today. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.